丰盛的生命。
So this afternoon I'd like to study the, continue to study the topic, the life of fullness in Christ.
我们大家请翻开圣经，哥罗西书第三章。
Let's all turn to Colossians chapter 3.
我们早上提到，我们在基督里面，我们要，我们的观念，我们的盼望，要能够从地上的事情转移到天上属灵的。
Earlier this morning, we talked about that in Christ, our hope, and our perspective and hope in our belief needs to elevate from a worldly to something more spiritual.
我们心思意念不要都一直放在这个地面上的东西。
And so we should not focus our thoughts constantly on the things of this world.
我们要了解，这有一天都要过去的。
Because we need to understand that one day this will all pass.
没有任何物质的东西能够永存。
There's no material things that will last forever.
包括人间的这些关系啊，也没办法存到永远。
And that includes our interpersonal relationship, and that there's no relationship that will last forever.
但是唯有我们跟神的关系是到永远的。
Only our relationship with God will last forever.
啊，所以我们一定要先能够了解，如果能够建立与神的关系，我们才有可能跟人的关系会很美好。
So we have to understand that only if we have a good relationship with God will we then have a good relationship with other people.
那我们既然生命是已经藏在神里面的，我们的生活就应该要表现出神在我们生命当中所发挥的效果。
Since our life is in God, so in our everyday life, everyday behaviors, we need to manifest that God is with us.
所以我们接下来要从第三章第五节开始呢，从几个角度来看我们丰盛生命的表现。
So from chapter 3 verse 5 on, we need to look at some of the signs or behaviors of someone who has the fullness of Christ.
首先是我们个人本身的这个人的品格的部分。
First is regarding our personal virtues.
然后接下来是有关于我们在家庭当中的生活。
Then to follow is regarding our life as a family.
然后我们个人怎么样真的去建立跟神的关系。
And how do we establish an individual relationship with God?
就是我们的家庭生活当中，我们日常中一定要包括一个部分是灵修的生活。
And that is in our everyday life, there needs to be a component of spiritual cultivation.
那这个灵修的生活可能是我们个人的，也可能是我们整个家庭的。
And that spiritual cultivation could be individual or it could be as a family.
有这个灵修的生活之后，我们才有可能在我们的环境、我们的社会里，在这个社会生活上面，我们可以真的变得像主耶稣说的，是做盐、做光的。
If we have a personal cultivation time, then only will we then be a salt or light of this world, like Jesus mentioned.
那这样子，我们就是真的在表现出这个荣耀的丰盛的生命。
Then we are manifesting this life of fullness.
好，那从第五节开始，他圣经就提到说，我们要做几个动作。
From verse 5 on, it mentioned that we need to do a few things.
看第五，请读第五节。
Verse 5, therefore, put to death your members which are on earth. Fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry.
第六节。
Verse 6, because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience.
第七节。
7, in which you yourselves are walked when you lived in them.
你看这里第一个动作就是要致死在地上的肢体。
And the first action we need to take is put to death the members of what is on earth.
要致死就是要把它打到死。
And to put to death, that means that we need to beat it to death.
那这个他说这个是地上的肢体，这是这上的肢体，他说就是淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲、贪婪五件东西。
And so there are five things that are members of this earth. That's fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness.
那这一些，他说就是一个人活在罪里面的表现。
And so these are the action, the signs of somebody who lives in sin.
第七节说，当你们在这些事情中活着的时候，也曾这样行过了。
Verse 7, in which you yourself once walked when you lived in them.
这就是我们旧人的生活。
So that is our old life.
一个人他没有认识耶稣以前
before,
他不知道什么叫圣洁。
Before a person knows Christ, he doesn't know what it means to be clean.
什么他就不知道什么叫做真正的满足。
He doesn't know what it means to be truly content.
然后他也不知道 什么叫做温柔良善。
And he may not know what does it mean to be meek and humble.
所以很自然的，你看一个人，他如果没有认识神呢，他很自然会放纵肉体的情欲，很容易就是犯淫乱的事情。
And naturally, if a person doesn't know God, it's easy for them to follow their evil desires and indulge in lustful desires.
你看，在这个西方的社会，很明显的。
And this is very obvious in the Western society.
当这个社会、这个学校里面，在我们的环境里面，不再谈有关于神的事情的时候
，When in school and in our surroundings, people no longer talk about matters of God.
就是道德堕落的时候。
And that means that there is already a corruption in ethics.
那这个就是后来这个淫乱事情到处已经变成习惯的现象了。
And that's a phenomenon where adultery, fornication becomes a common phenomenon.
所以在学校里面，我们的学生其实面对一个很大的压力。
In school, our children, our students are facing a great challenge.
这个压力就是他同才来的，他的同伴来的。
And that pressure is a peer pressure.
因为现在，比如说到大学生、中学生，能够保守身体圣洁、不淫乱淫乱的事情，已经变少数了。
And it's in high school and college, there if someone has not committed adultery or fornication, they're considered as minority.
所以你看到适婚年龄。青年都能够还是保持圣洁的，他们说像已经像恐龙一样了，就是已经像绝种了，已经没有了。
And the number of people that can keep themselves clean and holy until they're married, they're considered extinct like dinosaurs.
也就是说，他的周围的人基本上都认为说，你怎么会这样子啊？怎么不会想要跟别人一样呢？
And other people around them are wondering how come they don't want to be like everybody else.
所以这个就是淫乱的事情，这个社会就开始败坏了。
And this is a corruption of the society regarding fornication.
婚姻家庭就瓦解了。
And that's how family and marriage break apart.
然后你看这个贪婪的事情。
Then you look at greediness.
你看多少人为了那贪心，不管是钱，不管是名利地位。而身败名裂。
There are many people because they have greed for money, for prestige, for position and power. They ended up being corrupted.
为什么他需要贪？
Why do they want to be greedy?
因为他不知道什么叫满足。
Because they don't know what does it mean to be content.
他只能够从拥有这些东西来获得暂时的快乐。
And perhaps they may have temporary happiness by gaining these things.
所以这些都是人在罪里面生活的表现。
So these are the way that people live when they're living in sin.
过去还没有认识耶稣以前，人就是被这个力量控制着。
Before one knows Christ, they are controlled by all these things.
那这个其实，你看在这样的生活当中，其实人也真的不会快乐的。
But living under such a restriction or such condition, men are not truly happy.
其实一定会遭受刑罚。
They are surely punished.
所以第六节他说，神的愤怒啊，会临到那悖逆之子。
And that's why in verse 6 says that the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience.
也就是说，这样的一个表现，其实是违反了神当初造人的本意啊。
In other words, this goes against the principle of God's creation.
人本来是神的儿子。
We were originally the sons of God.
本来就应该是圣洁的。
We were supposed to be holy.
应该是良善有爱心的。
We're supposed to have love and have goodness.
有神就会觉得有满足，会喜乐。
And we should be content and joyful because we have God.
但这些在罪里面都没有了。
But these are not seen when they're sins.
去放纵了之后，结果其实所得到的就是更虚空，然后更不满足，然后其实人就是更败坏。
So what they gain at the end is that they are even more discontent, they're even more unhappy, and they're more corrupted.
那这些他说，我们今天在基督里面都要把它致死。
And that all these things we have to put to death in Christ.
那要致死表示是要花功夫里面去专门打他的，就是说针对这个目标去把它除掉的。
To put to death means that we have to set a goal, we have to purposely get rid of it.
所以你看我们有时候为什么说我们在有机会的时候要攻克己身，叫声服我。
And that's why we say that we have to discipline our body until our body is obedient to us.
所以在青年训练或青年灵会的时候，我们都鼓励我们的青年禁食祷告。
That's why in spiritual convocations or theological seminars, we encourage our youth to fast and pray.
就好像我们在灵会的期间，我们也是希望说我们弟兄姐妹能够用禁食祷告来做这个所谓致死地上肢体的这个 工作。
During spiritual convocation, we also encourage our members to fast and pray so that they can put those things to death.
你看要把它打到死，就一个人，如果你要把它活活打死，你要花多少功夫？
And how much work would it take, as you can imagine, to put something to death?
哦，因为这个，比如说我们人的里面这个情欲是很强的。
And our desire for fornication or lust may be very strong.
你要把它打死。
If you wanted to put it to death,
你要有力量啊。
You have to have strength.
那力量要怎么来？
And how do you get that strength?
力量就是从神来的。
The strength has to come from God.
那我们比如说在进食祷告的时候。
For an example, when we fast and pray.
我们不吃不喝的时候就肚子饿啊。
When we don't eat or drink anything, we might be hungry.
肚子饿的时候，我们有时候我们的情绪就不好。
So if we're hungry, then we may be in a bad mood.
但是如果我们进食的同时有在祷告
，But if we fast and we pray,
我们就会体验到说，哎，主耶稣他也为了要能够完成这个救恩的工作，他曾经进食40昼夜。
Then we may remember that Lord Jesus Christ wants to, in order to fulfill the work of salvation, he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights.
进食之后，主耶稣被圣灵充满。
After he fasted, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后他就变得非常的刚强。
Then he became very strong.
他能够真的胜过魔鬼的试探。
He can overcome the temptation from the devil.
他讲道就有力量。
And when he gave a sermon, he spoke with strength.
他就能够行出神的能力出来。
And he practiced and showed the power of God.
他能够一心都是要完成神的旨意。都是荣耀神，完全没有想要荣耀自己的任何做法。
And he only has one goal in mind, that is to glorify God. He never wanted to glorify himself.
那所以我们在进食祷告的时候，其实就是在做这个致食地上肢体的这个过程。
When we fast and pray, what we're trying to do is put the members of this put to death this member which belongs to earth.
那么有时候我们有各种不同的缺点。
And we have all kinds of flaws.
所以每一个缺点，我们都要透过这个样一个过程来。解决它。
With every flaw, we need to go through the same process to put it to death.
所以我们今天在我们的生活里面，如果有目对属灵追求上有目标的话
，And therefore today in our lives, if we have a spiritual goal,
我们每一年我们都会有觉得说我应该要克服我什么样一个缺点。
Every year we set a goal to overcome a certain flaw.
我是不是觉得说很脾气很坏？
Do I think that I have a bad temper?
那我脾气很坏，我怎么解决
？So if I have a bad temper, how do I solve it?
我们如果每一年都有一个目标，要克服我们的一个某一个缺点。
So if we set a goal for ourselves every year to overcome a certain flaw,
那其实我们就是在追求。
And in a way, we are pursuing.
我们在思念上面的事情。
We are thinking about things of heaven.
因为我们很在意，我们要得到天国的奖赏。
Because we care very much, we want to receive the heavenly reward.
我们如果不会思念，我们就不会想要去克服我们的缺点了。
If we don't look forward to the heavenly reward, then we will not have the desire to overcome our flaws.、
所以你看，我们今天圣经里面告诉我们，这些不能够承受神的国这些缺点，我们要一一的把它除掉。
And therefore, the things that are listed in the Bible, the things that will not allow us to receive the heavenly inheritance, we have to get rid of it one by one.
因为这个荣耀天国它是圣洁的。
Because that glorious heaven is holy.
所以。这任何污秽邪情的事情都不能够有。
And that will not tolerate anything that defiles or anything that is evil.
所以在我们的生活当中，要把这些污秽淫乱的事情都要革除。
And therefore, in our lives, we need to get rid of any evil desires.
那表示说我们要常常警醒了。
That means that we have to constantly be watchful.
不要被这个社会污染了。
That we are not defiled by the society.
有时候这些引诱这些污秽的事情是。从电脑、从电视里面跑进来的。
Sometimes those evil desires, those lustful things came to us through the computer or TV.
不要让这些外来东西污染了我们的心灵。
So let our heart not be defiled by all these things.
那这样子，我们要做这个致死地上肢体的这工作，就会被拖延，我们就会达不到。
Because if not, then putting death the members of this that are on earth, that work will be delayed and we can't accomplish it.
所以这个第一个动作是致死。
So the first action is to put it to death.
第二个第八节。
Verse 8.
请读。
But now you yourselves are to put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth.
第九节。
Verse 9. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds.
这几节圣经，它这个那个动词是用弃绝这个字眼。
And the verb that's the action that is mentioned in these passage is put off.
要把这以下东西把它弃绝，把它拿掉，就是说不要让它继续存留在我们生活里。
We have to put off all the things that are listed, so we will not have any part of that in our life.
这些基本上 都跟我们的心情跟我们的嘴巴我们的话语有关系的。
All these things listed has to do with our heart and our mouth and our emotions.
所以你看那个恼恨、愤怒、恶毒。
If you look at anger, wrath, malice.
这就是我们的情绪。
And that is our emotion.
有时候我们对一个人、对事、对一个什么环境，我们的观察，我们就会产生这种情绪来。
Sometimes towards a certain person or observation of our surroundings, we may have an emotion.
然后有这个情绪以后，很自然的开始嘴巴就会讲出来了。
If we have a certain feeling or emotion, then our mouth started to talk.
所以一个人如果充满恨，这里说愤怒跟恶毒，接下去就是毁谤，然后口中就出污秽的言语。
If a person's heart is filled with wrath and malice, then to follow, their mouth will speak words of blasphemy and filthy language.
那接下去你看他是就会说谎了。
Then to follow, they will lie.
因为就是人就会很容易用话语去掩盖我们内心真正的想法。
It's easy for men to use words to cover what they're truly thinking about. It's like putting on a mask.
那如果我们再把这些东西再穿上去，就是我们本来应该是基督的生命是荣耀的，又用这些脏的行为、心思意念，又把它穿回来了。
If we are supposed to have life of Christ, supposed to be holy, but yet we put on all these old self.
所以有人洗礼完之后，他没有什么改变。
That's why sometimes after someone is baptized, we see no change in them.
就是他把过去那些本来应该丢掉，是把它拿回来了。
It's because they have put back on the things that they should have put it off.
那这里你看，在第八节特别提到，那这些表现哦。这些情绪的反应基本上并不会说因为你因为说谎被除名，不会的。
And in verse 8, all these things that reflect our emotion will not cause us to be excommunicated.
就是说我们也你看这个跟第五节所讲的那个罪是有差别的。
So they are different from the sins that's mentioned in verse 5.
第五节所讲的这个过去在罪中生活的那些表现真的是很严重的。
And what happened when they used to live in their old self in sin, those are severe sins.
哦，这个就是在诫命里面都是致死的罪，基本上。
And in the law, they were all sins that allow them be put to death.
就是说，他是很直接的去，就是我们很容易就看得出来的，就是说这个人是。淫乱这个人是很他说很贪心、恶意、邪情，这个东西很容易表现出来。
It's easy to observe and spot somebody who has fornication, unclean, or has evil desires.
但是现在人的那个恼恨、恶毒，这个有时候在心里面的。
But our anger, our wrath, sometimes is in our hearts.
我们很容易用一个什么面具把它盖起来的。
It is very easy for us to cover it all.
但是这些东西其实就是旧人的表现。
But these are all ways of our old self.
那这些。就是这个旧人这个衣物，其实如果用衣物来看，就是脏衣服。这个本来应该是丢掉的脏衣服，现在要把它穿回来。
And this old man, old way, you could look at it as a dirty old clothes that you put back on when you should have thrown away.
所以要弃绝，要把这些旧人的行为把它脱掉。
So you have to put it off. You have to get rid of all the ways of old man.
你看今天其实很容易，我们很容易想象的。如果今天我们这个衣物很脏很臭的，你把它。丢在那边本来要洗的，现在没有衣物，你会再把它穿回来吗
？And imagine this is very easy to relate to. If you have a very old, dirty clothes that you should have thrown away, if you run out of clothes, would you take it back and start wearing it?
穿回来的时候，你的身体就变臭了。
Because if you put it back on yourself, then you will stink.
所以你一定会找一件另外一件新的衣服来穿的。
And so naturally, you will go find another piece of new clothes to wear.
好，所以这些脏衣服一定要拿走，不要再穿回来了。
So you have to get rid of all the dirty old clothes and not wear anymore.
因为如果我们再穿这些污秽的衣服上来
，Because if we put back on the filthy clothes，
那我们怎么可能跟神亲近呢
？Then how is it possible that we can draw close to God？
那我们祷告怎么可能会有感动呢
？How can we have be moved when we pray？
所以我们现在看一下撒迦利亚书第三章。
Let's turn to Zechariah chapter 3。
撒迦利亚书第三章。
Zechariah chapter 3。
在旧约圣经最后第二节书。撒迦利亚书第三章。
Zechariah chapter 3。
三章，我们来看第二节哈。
We look at verse 2. Verse 2, and the Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire?"
第三节。
Verse 3, now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel.
第四节,
Verse 4, then he answered and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, see, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes.
好，你看这几节圣经啊，他还讲，这神像这个撒旦，其实指的就是抵挡者、毁谤的人。
And Satan here refers to the all the enemies and the people that that blaspheme.
那这些毁谤的，这些撒旦就是抵挡的。他说，那个神像撒旦说，撒旦，神责备你啊。
And so these people who are enemies and in opposition to Christ, Lord says that the Lord rebuke you.
其实当时候。整个以色列百姓就是像一个 以这个祭司为代表，所以当时候的耶稣亚就代表整个以色列家。
And the Israelites at the time, the high priest is their leader, so Joshua serves as a leader or head of the household of Israel.
所以其实整个以色列家他们就像被放在火里烧，还没有烧完之后，赶快把它抽出来，那一根柴一样的。
And the whole house of Israel is like the piece of wood that were burned the fire before it's all burned out. God pulled it out.
因为他们被掳到外邦去，现在神把他们又救回来了。
Because they were captivated, exiled, but now God saved them and delivered them back.
但是他们现在穿上污秽的衣服。
But now they're about to put on the filthy garments.
所以耶稣亚穿着污秽的衣服站在使者面前。
That's why Joshua, clothed with the filthy garments, was stood before the angel.
然后这个使者就吩咐站在面前。前的说你们要脱去他污秽的衣服，把他衣服脱掉。
And the angel said to those who stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him.
然后对耶稣亚说，我要使你脱离罪孽，要给你穿上华美的衣服。
He told Joshua that he will remove his iniquities and clothe him with rich robes.
好，所以其实在这个圣经里面，他如果要仔细去研读的话，这个。谁讲话是对谁讲啊？谁要做什么事情，这个都有意思的。
And if we take the time to study this passage in the Bible, the person that spoke and the person receiving the message is very interesting.
但是我们现在看这里，这个使者对耶稣亚说：“我要使你脱离罪孽。”所以这个污秽的衣服就是。这个罪孽。
The angel of God told Joshua that he will take away his garment and take away his iniquity. So the dirty garment is the iniquity.
好，他说要把这个罪孽拿掉以后，把衣服这个污秽衣服脱掉之后，要给你穿上华美的衣服。
After he removes all the iniquities from him, then he will put on rich robes.
那这个华美的衣服呢，就是洁，包括有洁净的冠冕。
And that rich robes includes a glorious crown.
那就是穿上祭司的这个圣衣。
And that is to put on the holy robes of a priest.
因为耶稣亚当时候是代表是大祭司的身份。
Because Joshua at the time has a position as a high priest.
要在神面前一定要穿上华美的衣服。
And that's why before God he has to wear the rich robes.
所以你看，现在我们其实跟主耶稣基督啊一起。坐在天上，我们是跟耶稣一同作王的。
Today we reign as a king with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们其实是神国里面的祭司。
We are actually the high priest in the heavenly kingdom.
我们每一个人现在借着耶稣基督都有祭司珍贵的身份。
Every one of us through Jesus Christ has the precious position as a high priest.
所以现在一定要把这个污秽的衣服把它丢掉，不能再穿回来。
And therefore we have to put away the filthy clothes and never put it back on.
这些罪孽就是我们生活当中很容易有的过犯。
So the iniquities in our lives are the easy mistake that we often make.
你看我们今天其实很多人需要克服的就是愤怒这个情绪。
And today, many people what they need to overcome is the wrath and the anger.
那这个愤怒有时候是我们看一件事情不满意，这个人不满意，我们可能就会有这个反应了。
And the wrath sometimes comes because when we are not happy with someone or something that happened.
那其实这个愤怒本身一定会带来伤害。
But the wrath itself, the anger itself, will bring harm.
那当我们在情绪、在愤怒当中，我们讲出来的话就很不客气。
So when we have wrath, when we are in anger, then the words that we speak are not kind.
这个话就不会造就人。
And what we speak will not edify others.
那这个话本身就可能不会是真实的了。
And so what we speak at the time may not be true.
哦，所以其实这些东西 这里圣经特别提醒我们要把它弃绝，把它脱掉。
And the Bible here reminds us that we need to put off all these things.
我们要现在要穿上华美的衣服。
And now we need to put on the rich robes.
这个华美的衣服，我们现在看回来哥罗西书第三章第十节。
Let's turn back to Colossians chapter 3 verse 10.
三章十节。
Chapter 3 verse 10, and put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
这里说这个新人，这个新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象啊。
And here it says that the new man renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
也就是说，我们今天要穿上主耶稣基督。
In other words, today we need to put on Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个主耶稣基督的形象是什么？
What is the image of Lord Jesus Christ?
这个形象在第十二节里面呢。
And this image is described in verse 12.
如果我们读十二节十三节，
If we read verse 12 and 13,
你就会发现说，这里面这个形象包括怜悯。
Then you'll realize that the image includes kindness.
恩慈
mercy, kindness,
谦卑
humility,
温柔
meekness,
忍耐
long suffering,
还可以彼此饶恕
and bear with one another,
然后包括第十四节的爱心
and verse 14, and love.
所以这些都是主耶稣基督所留给我们的榜样
These are all good examples that and virtues the Lord Jesus has given us.
要穿上这个新人呢
So we have to put on this new man.
那这个新人他说第十节说，这个新人在知识上渐渐更新。
In verse 10, this new man who is renewed in knowledge.
那表示说，我们要去认识，要真的了解主耶稣基督他的生命本身。
And that means that we need to come to understand and have knowledge of Lord Jesus Christ himself.
我们如果越深入认识主耶稣基督啊，
The more that we know about Jesus Christ,
我们一定会产生出这个怜悯的心情来。
Then we will have the virtue of mercy.
你看主耶稣对他的门徒啊，没有很严，是要求很高，但是主耶稣对他们其实是非常的啊。这里说是很怜悯的。
And Lord Jesus, for an example, asked a lot from his disciples, had high standard, but he's always merciful to them.
也就是说，主耶稣知道他们是心灵很艳丽，但是肉体会软弱。
Because Lord Jesus knows that their heart is willing, but their flesh is weak.
所以这样的一个，如有这个怜悯的心情，他对人就是很恩慈的。
With this heart of mercy, he's always very kind to others.
那所以你看，我们今天。越认识耶稣的人呢，我们对人会越谦和，会越好。
And today, for somebody who knows Christ, the more we know Christ, the more we are kind and have mercy towards others.
因为我们会想到说，其实我们今天能够这样子，是经过一番的追求之后才会有的。
Because what we have today is after some time of pursuit.
所以你看，年纪大了呢，有时候如果我们真的学了耶稣以后，我们对那年轻人呢，年轻一代，他们有时候犯错。我们就不会很严厉去指责他。
And if we have this pursuit for somebody who's older, sometimes when we see the youngsters make mistakes, you won't rebuke them too harsh.
我们反过来会去劝勉他们，去引导他们怎么变好。
But rather we would counsel them and guide them on how to be better.
因为我们不要忘记，我们也是年纪大人，是经过走过很多路之后才到今天这个地步的嘛。
Because we didn't forget that we are older, but we have went through a lot to be the way we are today.
所以当我们还小的时候，我们还不懂事的时候，我们曾经犯很多错误。
When we were younger, we didn't know a lot of things. We made a lot of mistakes.
我们都是这样子被教导，我们学了之后，我们成长起来的。
And we learned through these mistakes, and we grew up.
所以我们会去体谅他的状况，会帮助他，让他能够成长。然后能够更成熟。
So we sympathize with them, and we try to help them so that they can grow up even more mature.
我们越认识主耶稣的人，我们会越谦卑。
The more we understand Lord Jesus, the more humble we become.
我们会懂得怎么样忍耐。
Then we will know how to persevere.
因为有些事情其实是暂时的。
Because some things are only temporary.
有些现象都是在这个阶段里面会有的。
And some conditions or phenomena only occur for a certain period of time.
如果我们都能够彼此的包容，互相的去祷告，然后互相的协助，这样一个过程会过去的，
if we,
会跨过去的。
If we only bear with one another, pray for each other, then we will get over this process faster.
那有时候即使是人跟人之间一些不愉快的事情，也可以 跨越，可以饶恕。
And even when we have quarrels or something that we are not happy with another person, we can learn to forgive and embrace them.
那这个就是主耶稣基督的形象。
And so these are the image of Lord Jesus Christ.
你看，我们今天如果真的把主耶稣基督啊活出来以后
，So today if we truly live out Jesus Christ,
那这个就是荣耀的。
Then this becomes glory.
那这个基督的身体就是充满爱的。
Then this body of Christ is filled with love.
因为我们在思念上面的事。
Because we are mindful for the things in heaven.
这个思念这个动作会让我们一直。往这个目标前进。
And we think about this, and that help motivates towards that goal.
因为天国是美好的。
Because heavenly kingdom is wonderful.
要进入的时候，我们一定要是变成完全的。
And in order to enter into that, we have to be perfect.
我们要尽力。
So we have to strive.
我们不能够说好，反正我做不到就算了。
We can't say that since I can't accomplish it, then forget about it.
我进去，主耶稣怜悯我，我就有了。
And I just have to have mercy of God, and I can go into heaven.
那是我们基于说主耶稣怜悯我们的。
And because Lord Jesus has mercy on us.
但对我们来说。
But to us,
我们有时会觉得很羞愧
and sometimes we will feel even more ashamed because of it.
因为我们会觉得我们有亏欠了
because we feel that we owe it to God.
但是如果我们真的是尽力的
but today if we have done our best,
那其实主耶稣怜悯就把我们 cover, 就是把我们盖过去了
then Lord Jesus' mercy will cover everything.
所以其实我们人真的要尽力的追求
So as men, we need to strive hard in pursuing.
把这个衣服穿上，穿好。
And that we need to wear this new robe.
那这个就是你看第十节特别说，这个新人在知识上渐渐更新。
Verse 10 says this new man who is renewed in knowledge.
可是它是一个过程。
That means that it has a process.
一层一层一级一级来的。
And that it is step by step.
就好像今天要学一个学问。
Just like today, if you're studying.
一定要从最基础的慢慢累积起来的。
And you have to start from the basics and accumulate the knowledge over time.
就很明显，而且很多学问都是累积的过程，最后才能够了解的。
And many studies, many knowledge takes time to pursue, so that finally you can understand it.
我们孩子在读书的时候，一开始一定要先算数字，算一二三四。
And when our kids are in school studying, when they first learn math, they have to write the numbers.
慢慢会有代数，有几何，到最后会懂得微积分。
And then they move on to more complicated things like algebra or finally calculus.
那这个就是你不可能一下子就教他微积分，他一定不懂。
And you can't start with calculus, then they wouldn't understand math.
那所以这个就是一个过程，渐渐来的。
And so this is a process; it takes time.
今天我们要认识，我们要穿上这个新人，也要这个经过这样一个过程，慢慢把这个新人把它装饰的变得很荣耀，很完美。
Today, when we put on this new man, it takes time to make this new man perfect and beautiful.
如果我们今天对我们自己有这样的要求
，So today, if we have desire,
就是说我们会这样子在追求，然后把这个旧人脱掉，把新人穿上。
That means if we pursue to put off the old man and put on the new man.
对我们自己来说，我们会有这个一个表现
，and
会有这个感受。
Then we will feel this way.
我们现在看第十五节。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
Verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, so which also you were called in one body, and be thankful.
好，这里说这个基督的平安就在我们的心里做主。
And that the peace of God will rule in our hearts.
我们今天如果有穿上新人这个。形象以后，我们的心里面真的会很平安。
So today, if we put on this image of a new man, then we will have peace in our hearts.
很平安表示说我们的心会很安静。
If we have peace, that means our hearts are very quiet.
我们面对一些生活当中的挑战或是一些波折，我们心里不会这样子起起伏伏。得不到安宁。
If we face challenges or difficulties in our life, then our hearts would not be unsettled.
那我们什么事情就会感谢。
And in everything we encounter, we give thanks.
所以你看，今天如果我们有主的形象，我们凡事谢恩呢。
Today, if we have the image of the Lord, then we will give thanks in everything.
那你看，我们今天有心里的平安。接下去第十六节这里来讲说，我们会有心里面有基督丰盛的道理。
If we have the peace of God in us, then we would also we will be rich in all wisdom.
就是说，神的这些道理啊，这些真理啊。会在我们的心里面生根呢，会有根基的。
That means the truth of God will take root in our heart. We will have a strong foundation.
因为当我们在追求的同时
，because as we are pursuing the truth，
我们一定会祷告。
We must pray。
我们祷告的时候，圣灵一定会带领我们。
When we pray, the Holy Spirit will surely guide us。
圣灵在带领我们的时候，我们在听道理的时候，我们就会有感动。
When Holy Spirit guides us, when we listen to the sermon, our hearts will be moved。
那个道理呢，能够被串联起来。
And so that the truth can be all connected together。
所以你可能在这个聚会当中听到这里一个道理。
In this particular sermon, you may hear about this piece of teaching.
在另外一个聚会的场合里面，你可能听完另外一篇道理。
And in another setting, you may hear more teachings.
但是在透过圣灵的感动之后呢，那个这个道理就会联系在一起的。
But through the movement and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and all these teachings will be connected together.
我们就好像照镜子，看到自己很多不同的角度。
Just like looking in the mirror, you see different angles of yourself.
就知道说哦，怎样去调整我自己。
Then you know how to adjust yourself.
那最后就这么就会变得很完美。
At the end, you will be perfect.
所以这个神的道理会渐渐真的会在我们的心里面变得很有底子。
Then the teaching and the word of God will take root in our hearts.
那我们心里真的就充满喜乐。
Then our heart truly will be filled with joy.
什么事情我们就会尊重主的，要荣耀主耶稣的名。
In everything we do, we honor the Lord and we bring glory to Him.
所以第十七节。
Verse 17.
请读十七节。
And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give thanks to God the Father through Him.
这里就是说，我们做什么事情，说话行事。我们都会很在意主耶稣的名，不要被玷污，不要被羞辱。
In whatever we do, or we think, we will try not to bring shame to the name of Lord Jesus.
所以在我们的生命里面，我们会体验主耶稣基督的平安。
So in our life, we will experience the peace of Jesus.
我们心里会充满神的道理。
Then in our hearts, will be filled with the words of God.
我们所在意的会是主耶稣的名要得荣耀。
And what we care the most about is that the name of the Lord Jesus be glorified.
这样一个人的生活表现，你就看到这个就是一个主耶稣基督的代表，就是基督的生命在我们里面活着的结果。
Then the deeds of this person will show that this person has an image of God.
你看，我们今天每一个人如果都有这样的生命表现呢
？Today, if every one of us can live this way.
你现在看进来，接下去第十八节开始，他讲这个家庭的生活。
And verse 18 on talks about life of family.
很自然的，做妻子的她就会顺服她的丈夫。
Then naturally, as wives, they will submit to their own husbands.
因为她说，在主里面这是相宜的。
Because it is fitting in the Lord.
因为这个就是主耶稣的道理。
Because this is a teaching of Lord Jesus.
因为教会会顺服基督。
Because the church has submit to Christ.
那做丈夫的呢
？What about the husband?
他说要爱妻子。
And they have to love their wives,
不可苦待他们。
And not be bitter towards them.
今天，当我们如果一个人心里面充满神的爱
，Today if a person's heart is filled with the love of God,
他会对待他自己的妻子像对他自己，因为他是你的一部分。
Then they will treat their wives as a part of themselves because the wife is a part of the husband.
不会去苦待。不会去讲一些很严厉的话，不好听的话。
They will not treat their wives bitterly and speak words that are not kind.
我们看到说，这个夫妻之间的关系就非常完美。
And you can see that the spousal relationship will be perfect.
做丈夫的，如果真的有主耶稣的爱，会先去爱妻子。
If a husband truly has the love of God, then he will first love his wife.
那这个妻子一定会很心甘情愿的顺服她的丈夫。
Then this wife will naturally submit to the husband.
就好像主耶稣，他先为教会牺牲，他先为我们付出代价了。
Just like Lord Jesus, he first sacrificed for the church. He paid a price for us.
我们今天每一个人在顺服主的时候，都没有意见，没有人敢有意见说主耶稣，你为什么？做得不够好。
So today we submit ourselves to Lord Jesus. We have no complaint. We won't say that Lord Jesus, why didn't you do this even better?
因为他已经把他最好的都呈上去了。
Because he already offered his best.
所有的生命都献在祭坛上。
And he already offered his life on the altar.
就是为了我们的要建立这样的关系。
So that we can have a relationship with him.
好，所以今天。做丈夫的，如果真的能够爱妻子，妻子很自然的就会顺服丈夫。
So today, if a husband loves his wife, then naturally his wife will be submissive to him.
即使有时候不顺服，心里面自己都会责备自己。
Even sometimes the wife does not submit to the husband, she will feel guilty about it.
那所以你看这样的夫妻不是很好吗
？So wouldn't this wouldn't this couple be great?
然后接下去你看第二十节。
Then to continue read verse 20, children, obey your parents in all things, for that is is well-pleasing to the Lord.
21节.
Verse 21, Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged.
你看这里讲到亲子的关系的。
Here it talks about parental relationships.
父母亲，你看，他如果真的很爱他的儿女，
If parents truly love their children,
他就会了解儿女在成长的过程当中会经历很多的，很多的过程。
Then parents understand that the children will have to go through many things while they're growing up.
我们对儿女会看到他的不同的特质，来去引导他，能够让他觉得他是有他是被爱的，他是有价值的。
Then the parents would see the qualities and potentials in their children and guide them so that they recognize that they are valuable.
我们不会用一个标准去要求所有的孩子都达到一样的标准。
So we won't set the same standard, ask our children to reach the same standard.
因为每个孩子他的都不一样的天分。
Because every child is special in their own way.
同一个家庭里面的兄弟姐妹可能每一个人个性都不一样。
And the same siblings in the same family, but their personalities may be different.
但是做父母亲的，他不会用一套标准去要求所有人都要这样。
But as parents, we won't set the same standard and require the same from all of our children.
我们按每一个孩子的特质去教导他们。
We would teach our children according to their personality.
那这里说，这个做教导的时候，他说不可以惹儿女的气。
So when we teach them, here it says, do not provoke your children.
恐怕他们失了志气。
Lest they become discouraged.
就说不要让他们觉得他们很没有用。
So that means do not make them feel like they're useless.
在家庭里面最怕比较。
So in a family, we don't want to compare.
你的哥哥能够做到，为什么你做不到？
We should not say your brother did this. Why couldn't you do the same?
你的姐姐这样子，你为什么你这么差？
Why your sister is so good? So why are you so bad?
那个时候，这个听到这样的话的孩子，他心里面就很难过。
So if a child hears about this, then he will be very hurt.
其实有时候我们父母亲在管教我们儿女的时候，我们是用血气在教导的。
Sometimes when parents discipline their children, they discipline them with their flesh.
当我们用血气在教导他们的时候，其实我们就是在伤害他们的志气。
But when we teach them with our flesh, that means that often we discourage them.
这包括父母亲，包括做祖父母的都一样。
And that's the same apply not only to parents but also to the grandparents.
因为我们今天在教导孩子，很重要的不能够动血气，不能用情绪。
So today when we teach and discipline our children, it's important that we are not emotional.
因为我们的孩子在看我们。
Because our children are watching us.
他看我们在怎么面对问题，在处理事情。
They're watching, observing how we face our problems and solve them.
如果我们是用血气在处理事情，我们孩子就跟我们一样。
If we solve our problems with emotions and our flesh desires, then our children will imitate us.
所以基本上，我们看孩子的表现，就在反映我们做父母亲的是怎么样的方式在教导孩子。
So our children's reaction reflects the parents on how they teach them.
今天如果我们把主耶稣基督的形象，他的生命把它活出来了。
Today, if we live out the life of Lord Jesus Christ,
我们做什么事情不会动血气，不会用情欲。
Then everything we do, we will not be emotional and with lustful desires.
因为我们今天在主里面，我们的生命是主耶稣基督的生命。
Because in Christ, today our life belongs to Lord Jesus.
我们今天成为神的儿女。
Today we become children of God.
不是因为情欲来的。
Not because we are came from flesh.
看咯，福音第一章。
Let's turn to Book of John, Chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John, Chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章的第十二节。
John, Chapter 1, Verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name.
十三节。
13. Who were born not of blood, nor of will of the flesh, nor of the will of a man, but of God.
你看这里说，我们今天信主的名的人，我们是神给我们权柄做神儿女了。
So today, those who receive him, he gave us the right to become his children.
十三节说，这样的人，他说不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的。
And that such a man is not born of blood or will of flesh or will of man.
那表示说，今天我们在主里面，我们不能够用血气、情欲跟人意。去教导我们的孩子是跟我们的家人相处，跟弟兄姐妹相处。
That is to say that today we cannot teach our children with discipline or teach our children with will of blood, will of flesh or man.
我们今天是神的儿女，我们的儿女也是。
Today we are the children of God, and so are our children.
我们要按照神的意思来教导他们。
So we have to teach them according to the will of God.
所以你看，今天我们的做父母亲的，我们如果用 这个神的道理活出主耶稣基督的形象来引导他们认识神，然后对信仰有体验。
So today, as parents, if we can guide and counsel our children with, as we live out the image of Christ,
让孩子体会到父母亲的爱
，so that the children can experience the love of their parents.
那他们怎么会不听从父母亲呢
？Why would and then how would they not listen to their parents?
所以第二十节说，做儿女的凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。啊，第哥罗西书三章二十节。
So in Colossians chapter 3 verse 20 that as parents we need to obey our parents as children we need to obey our parents.
哦，这是主所喜悦，神，主耶稣基督很喜欢看到这个做儿女的这么样顺服父母亲呢。
Because this is well pleasing to the Lord.
哦，那所以今天其实这个都是一个相对的。
So this is a contrast.
有时候我们的孩子他不听我们的话。
Sometimes our children don't listen to us.
其实是因为我们本身没有真的用主耶稣基督的形象来跟他们教导，来给他们留榜样。
It's because we do not teach them with the image of God, and we have not set an example for them.
要检讨的是要我们这个做父母亲的，我们要先检讨我们自己的方法。
So as parents, we need to first examine ourselves in the way we discipline them.
如果我们调整了，我们把主耶稣基督的生命把它活出来了。
If we adjust our steps and we live out the image of Lord Jesus Christ,
我们的孩子一定看得到。
Then our children will be able to see that.
因为小孩子的眼睛很雪亮。
Because the children's eyes are very sharp.
而且孩子的记忆力很好。
And children, they have good memories.
我们老人家有时候讲过就忘记了。
Sometimes we forget what we said.
你做什么事情可能没几天就忘记了。
Or you might forget what you just did a few days ago.
但是我们的年轻的孩子，他们通通记住。
But young children, they remember everything.
他记住你讲过的话。
They remember what you said.
你跟他讲什么 promise, 你如果没有做到，他都记住。
If you made a promise to them and you didn't do what you said, then they will remember.
你做了什么事情，他都记得。
And everything you have done, they remember it all.
有一天他都讲给你听。
One day they will say it to you.
他就表现出来给你看，这就是你当时做的。
And they will, it will show in their action, and it will reflect what you did before.
其实那个时候，我们做父母亲的，我们自己会觉得很不好意思。
So as parents, when that day comes, we may feel ashamed.
但通常我们做父母亲的都不会跟孩子说 sorry.
But as parents, usually we don't say sorry to our kids.
因为我们有时候都有那个权威在那里。
Because we feel like we should have the authority.
好像觉得这样子不好。
So we feel that is not appropriate to apologize.
但其实今天如果我们把主耶稣的丰盛生命把它彰显出来以后，
But today if we manifest and show the life of Christ and how he sacrificed,
什么事情做起来就会很自然了。
Then everything you do will be natural.
你看主耶稣基督他在门徒面前哦，他所表现出来的。
And we see the way Lord Jesus act before the disciples.
你看那个在克西马尼祷告的时候。
And take the example of Lord Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane.
祷告多么伤心呢。
And you see how Lord Jesus wept cried in prayer.
圣经说他哀哭啊，哀哭求天父。
And the Bible says that he wept and cried out to the Heavenly Father.
他祷告这一幕门徒跟他去的人都看到了，他们就把他记下来了。
And so the disciples that followed him saw what happened and remembered it.
所以主耶稣他表现出他一个真的性情。
And so Lord Jesus showed his true self.
他并没有去试着去把他 cover， 去把他戴一个面具，让在门徒面前哇，这是什么样的
？He did not try to cover himself and pretend to be something else before the disciples.
很自然。
He was very natural.
所以你看主耶稣跟那门徒人的关系。
So the relationship between Lord Jesus and the disciples.
他这些门徒是跟他的家人一样的。
So the disciples are like his family.
所以今天我们如果真的有这个主耶稣基督丰盛的生命以后，
Today, if once we have the fullness of life in Christ,
我们夫妻之间的关系，
then our spousal relationship,
我们亲子的关系，
and our relationship with our children.
接下去包括我们在跟其他人相处的时候，
Even our interpersonal relationship,
都会非常好。
We will have a good relationship all around.
我们就会感受到主耶稣基督的生命在我里面之后，我就是他的代表。
If we will feel that once we have the life of Lord Jesus in us, we are his representative.
我们会很珍惜我们这个身份。
Then we will regard our position, our status is precious.
会珍惜我们的生命了。
And we will treasure our life.
我们生命不会浪费掉的。
We will not waste our life.
现在看第四章。
Chapter 4.
第五节。
Verse 5. Walking wisdom towards those who are outside, redeeming the time.
第六节。
Verse 6, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one.
好，你看这里第五节特别说，我们 会有智慧、哦、去把我们的时间把它赎出来。
Here, verse 5 says that we will have wisdom to redeem the time.
也就是说我们知道我们的生命很宝贵。
That means that we know our life is very precious.
这个生命就是时间累积的。
And life is accumulation of time.
我们这个生命是要用来彰显基督的形象。
Our life is utilized to show the image of Christ.
那所以我们是要去传福音的。
So we need to preach the gospel.
用我们这个美好的这个生活方式啊，行为啊，去吸引人来就近耶稣了。
We use our good actions and deeds to attract others to come to believe in Christ.
我们去传福音，我们跟人交往的时候，这里说我们的话语会常常带着盐，就带着和气。
So when we preach the gospel to others, when we speak, our speech will be seasoned with salt.
那就是常常带着恩典。
And that means it has grace and has peace.
我们跟人讲的话都会真的是很有造就的。
So our conversation with other people would be edified.
那这样子，你看我们的整个生命不是很丰盛吗？很完美吗
？Then with our life, wouldn't that be perfect and abundant?
我们会觉得说啊，我们真的。过去不认识耶稣的时候，我们的生活很多都是浪费掉的。
We will recognize that before we knew Lord Jesus Christ, our life was wasted.
但是现在在主里面
，But now in Christ，
我们如果真的愿意追求
，If we are willing to pursue，
这样的应许要实现在我们的每一个生命里
，Then this promise will take place in our life.
要让这个生命丰盛的起来，我们有这些基本知识、认识道理以后
，If we want our life to be full, after we know about these。Teachings and knowledge.
我们绝对不能够缺少第四章第二节所讲的。
We should not be lacking what's mentioned in chapter 4, verse 2.
第二节。
Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving.
这里说要恒切祷告。
Here it says continue earnestly in prayer.
恒切祷告就是持续不断的进行了。
And that means that we need to pray constantly.
今天如果我们来教会祷告，在聚会的时候祷告十五分钟。
Today when we come to service, we pray for 15 minutes during service.
这没有问题，十五分钟很快就过去。
And that's not a problem. 15 minutes goes by fast.
但是这个祷告的生活能不能够带回家里？我在家里没有人的时候，我也可以祷告十五分钟。
But can we bring this life of prayer back home that when there's no one around, I still pray for 15 minutes?
这个叫做恒切祷告。
And that means continue earnestly in prayer.
所以祷告不能够只是一次性的。
So prayer should not just be a one-time thing.
要变成是一种生活。
It needs to be a way of life.
那这样子，我们的生命。一定能够越来越丰盛。
Only then our life will be more and more abundant.
因为我们会越来越警醒。
Because we will be vigilant.
所以在祷告当中，圣灵就会提醒我们。
And in prayer, Holy Spirit will remind us.
那我们在这个圣灵提醒当中，我们就会跟着说调整我们的生活。
With the reminders from the Holy Spirit, we will learn to adjust our life.
确定我们真的能够活出主耶稣基督这个丰盛的形象来。
Then we make sure that we live out the fullness image of Lord Jesus Christ.
一同成为主的见证。
So today, together we can be witnesses for Christ.
一同在执行主耶稣所交给我们的使命。
And together we execute the mission that Lord Jesus has entrusted to us.
就让人看见我们，就看到耶稣。
So when others see us, they see Christ.
所以愿主耶稣带领帮助。
So may Lord Jesus help and guide us.
每一个弟兄姐妹都能够有主耶稣基督丰盛的生命。
So that every brother and sister can have the life of fullness in Christ.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn together.
236首。
236.